This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
We've been sharing the stories of Chicagoans who have friends and family impacted by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Today, we wanted to hear more about the history of the relationship between Chicago and Ukraine. So we're talking with Marta Farian. She's a vice president of the Illinois Division of the Ukrainian Congress Committee of America. She is also president of the Kyiv Mohyla Foundation of America, which supports a university in Kyiv. Marta, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Marta, would you tell us, please, a little bit about Chicago's Ukrainian population? How big is it, and when did they settle here?
First of all, we have about 50,000 Ukrainians living in Chicago and approximately 200,000 in the state of Illinois. There are four groups of immigrants that came to Chicago. The first immigration was before World War I. It was strictly for economic reasons. The second immigration was after the First World War. The third wave of immigrants came after World War II. And in the last 25 years, we have a fourth immigration group, people who really came after the fall of the Soviet Union. But now we're expecting a fifth group of immigrants, the refugees that are escaping Ukraine right now because of Russian aggression and the war from Russia.
And Marta, I want to ask you about Chicago's Ukrainian Village neighborhood. Many people have heard of it, or some people live there, as I did in my childhood. That's in Chicago's west side. Tell us about the neighborhood.
Ukrainian Village is a wonderful neighborhood. It's a great place to live in. Of course, our parents and grandparents lived here, but now it has become a very fashionable area to be at. And the neighborhood, the Ukrainian Village, has two Ukrainian museums. It has Ukrainian churches. It has a credit union. It has a lot of space for festivals. We are very proud of this neighborhood and all the restaurants that are here and all the organizations that are here. We've heard from all of them. They are all asking for Ukrainian flags. They are waving Ukrainian flags in front of their buildings.
We saw in some of the demonstrations last week that many Chicagoans who are from Ukraine who live here are trying to stay connected to the country. How are they able to stay connected to Ukraine?
You know, cell phones and Wi-Fi is still working. And even in the east of Ukraine, even very close to the very heavy fighting, just yesterday I had a call from a woman who is a member of the military, a woman veteran of the last war, whom I met several years ago. And she was in a bunker. She was with other military people. They wanted to have some connection with the West, with the world. So they found a generator and they charged up at least one phone and they called me. They were so happy to hear that someone in the United States is following what is going on and that they have support from the West. It was very emotional. And we finished our talk with a traditional Ukrainian call, which is glory to Ukraine. And they all answered loudly, glory to the heroes. So the spirit of the people and the spirit of the soldiers in Ukraine is very, very high.
And Marta, how does that sound in Ukrainian? How do you say that in Ukrainian?
Slava Ukraini. And the answer is Heroyam Slava.
Thank you. Marta Farian is a vice president of the Illinois Division of the Ukrainian Congress Committee of America. This is WBEZ.